Okay, welcome. It is 5:01, so I'm just going to kind of chat with you all for a moment before we begin. So we give everybody a few moments to get on the line. This is Debbie Rose. First of the new year, 2009, the teleconference calls for the general public and really for what we call everybody. Tonight's call is focusing on the base, the feet, the legs, the steps, the stances. And I was just finishing a meeting back to the office here in Portland, paying attention to the base and wheels on the car and looking at the tree they were taking down in the square and the planter box that the tree was sitting in, and watching children sitting side of the in this beautiful place called Pioneer Square, sitting on their buttocks, which became their foundation, watching mothers carrying their children and looking at their forearms and their hands as the foundation that was supporting their child, really in awe of what the foundation really creates for us as human beings. And the foundation, the base, is really what connects us. It's what connects us. It's what connects us to dirt. It's what connects us to our feet, our what we call in Nia the hands, touch the earth. The foundation is what gives us a source for rising up and out, connecting to those dimensions that are higher, to things that are outside of ourselves, to things that we feel. And the feeling and the sensation of what we experience in a body, first and foremost, comes through our skin. And when we are in our bare feet, when we are touching the earth, we are connected through our human body to this amazing experience of being a body with a spirit. It all happens through our feet. And you know, for Nia, the opportunity that was given to us, the experience of taking off our shoes when we walked into a dojo, and really for the both Carlos and I feeling our feet. This is really what changed not only the course of our lives, but it also changed of fitness and what you know as the workout forever. My name is Debbie Rosas. I'd like to welcome you to the January teleconference call here in 2009, the first teleconference call. This is a free call meant to be educational, motivational, and inspirational, most of all, to those of you that are looking to create a more loving, passionate, and pleasurable way to live in your body, to not only get fit to work out, but to actually experience your life in your body in a much more meaningful and dynamic way. I love these calls. It gives me an opportunity to reach out to what we call everybody, and that's a general public. That's people like you and like me who are in a body, who are aging, who every day are looking for ways to experience life in a way that adds more pleasure and certainly adds more comfort. You know, back in 1983, when Carlos and I took our shoes off, we not only, for the first time, sensed our bodies, but we also realized that what we were doing to get fit, our exercise program, our workout, was actually not using the gift of the body. So what is the gift of the body? The gift of the body is an opportunity to sense, to feel, and to experience what it means to be in the body and to experience this aliveness through what we call movement. Our tagline, through movement we find health. Through movement we not only find health, we find pleasure, we find joy, and we also find ourselves as an expressive spirit. Today's focus is on the base. And what we mean by the base, the parts of the body that include the base, are your feet. We also talk about the feet as the hands that touch the earth. It also includes the legs. So what do we mean by the legs? We mean your ankle joints, the two shin bones, which, by the way, the inner bone of the two shin bones is bigger, it's thicker. It reminds us that if we want to have more support, we go to the inside of the body. We turn our feet in a little bit more, kind of pigeon-toed like, to get a little more support, whether we're standing in line at the bank or whether we're dancing. by rotating that foot in. We are using our legs in what we call the body's way. We're following the map, the design of the body, which gives us much more power and certainly more grace. The legs also include the knees. You know, the knees are a part of the body that people often complain about as having pain. They protect it. And knees are no different than your elbow. They're meant to move the energy from the foot up through your ankle joint. The joints, again, are where we move the energy. Just like a mouth, the energy opens and closes, moves in and out as the joint opens and closes. And then that energy moves up those two shin bones and then into the knee. The knee so that long thigh bone, which is the biggest and the thickest bone in the body, it's the longest, moves the energy up into this amazing thing called the hip joint, a ball and socket joint that is meant to move fluidly and fully so that your pelvis wags and moves. What we mean by movements that help to not only condition the base, but also we use what we call steps and stances. Steps basically means one foot is always leaving the ground. You do it all the time. You do it all day long. When you're walking, you're working out. Do it consciously, and you get more benefit. When you stop and you stand, that's a stance. That means you stick in place for a moment or for longer moments. And when you do it consciously, again, you reap more benefits. So the body's base is your feet, your ankles, your knees, your legs, and your pelvis. Every part of you that helps you to not only develop a firm foundation, to dynamic movement when you're dancing in Nia, but also dynamic movement when you're cycling, when you're doing step, when you're in yoga, or when you're just living your life. Imagine what it's like when you watch a lawyer stand in his feet and in his leg and her in her legs and foundation and dynamically present her voice, his voice. A foundation is important for delivering a message. We call the feet the hands that touch the earth. Why? Because just like your hand that right now can reach out and stroke your right forearm and you can receive information and only also give sense to your body, your feet, when they're barefoot, touch the earth and then receive information. The beauty of Nia in 1983 when Carlos and I said, we're going to create a program where we take off our shoes. We're not going to use the shoes because we're going to move consciously. We're going to move in a way where how we move actually not only protects the feet, but we don't have to protect because we're going to use the feet in a way that is functional and conscious. We're going to use our feet in a way that they and that is we're going to use the 7,000 nerve endings in each feet to send us information so that we know how to adapt our movement. Should I be stepping more lightly? Should I be turning my toes in? Should I be turning my toes out? Should I relax my toes and lengthen them? Should I let my heel and the inner and the outside edge of the foot touch? All of those answers are yes, and the information comes from sensing the feet. Interestingly enough, the base is really all about teaching us about the power of two. Your base, you have two feet. You have two arches, an inner and an outer. You have two ankles, two shin bones, two knees, and two thigh bones, and also two sides of the pelvic girdle. That means that as a foundation, you have these two sides that are always dynamically playing off of each other. Walking is a beautiful way to sense, shift body weight from left to right. Walking, two movements of walking are stepping as one foot leaves the ground, stance as one foot lands. These two movements became the foundation for Nia's locomotion that made it possible for Nia to completely eliminate jogging and jumping up and down, and at the same time deliver a cardiovascular workout that would allow not only people who are fit, but people who are unfit, and also people dealing with short and long-term illnesses, and even such as fibromyalgia and arthritis, You can experience NEOS safely and functionally, and it's possible because your feet tell you exactly how to move for your body's way. You know, grounded movement is a term that's thrown around a lot, particularly in somatic exercise programs and exercise movement practices. But what does it really mean to ground? You ground your washer and dryer so you don't get a shock. In movement, what we mean by grounding is to touch. So the moment you take off your shoes and you plant your foot on the earth, you're grounded. You can do it right now. If your shoes are on, take them off. And notice the change in sensation that you feel when your skin, when your feet can touch the earth. I guarantee that you'll breathe deeper and you'll feel more pleasure in your body. Grounding, grounded movement, touch, is all meant to bring pleasure into your body. Pleasure is the near way. Pleasure is the sensation that we discovered through our feet touching the earth is a sensation that guides the whole body to continue to move, to do more, and to move in a way that fits everybody's body in a way that addresses personal needs. I think one of the greatest things about working in bare feet when it comes to the base is that in NEOS, we learn to move along the smile line rather than drop body weight. You know, it was very easy to jump up and down when we had shoes on. And the more they designed a better shoe, the more we could jump up and down and slam our bones. But the moment we took off our shoes, we discovered that rather than dropping body weight like raindrops splashing on the ground, a more elegant way that is actually a way that all animals move is to move in relationship with the harmony of the universe and the earth, with the flow of the energy of the earth. How do plants grow up? They grow up by reaching down into the earth. How does a basketball player shoot a basket? They drop their body weight down. They go into the earth. They sink. They drop energy into their feet, into the center of their feet, so that the energy drops through the center of all of the joints of the body to then propel the energy up, giving one great power, power that comes from underneath and behind. Add to this the dance of the NEOS movement, which comes from moving energy through the ankles, stepping and making sure that the ankles feel fluid and the knees are relaxed, and then the hips move so that then the pelvis moves and there's movement, which then stimulates the abdominal muscles. This is how you get whole body conditioning from the ground up in the NEOS workout. When you discover what it means to start and stop using your feet, you can move functionally. You can move not only powerfully, but gracefully. And in NEOS, we use our feet to start and stop. To start and stop, we combine stances, again where you freeze, or steps. And these stepping motions work rhythmically. A one and, two and, three and, four and. Or a one, two, three, one, two, three, or a one, two, one and two and cha-cha-cha. The changing of the rhythm and the harmony is what not only uses the feet to then improve your coordination, your mobility, agility, it is also what helps to condition the nervous system, and you cellularly help your body to become stronger and more vibrant. Incorporating small and big range of motion into our choreography helps condition the base so that you not only affect the muscles, the little muscles, what we call intrinsic, the ones that help the muscles from an under level, a very underbelly level. These are tiny muscles that actually are meant to be triggered first to give you stability. But also, the bigger range of motion triggers these big, you know, is kind of like armor muscles. Add to that, in the NEOS class, when we add visuals, imagine your feet are 50 times their size. That visual has great power in helping you to relax your muscles. Imagine your feet are walking in mud. That visual has great power in helping to trigger a very unique kind of strength and mobility movement in your body. There is nothing more important in living in a body and in dancing or working out than the foundation and then your base. Your base is the part of you that touches the earth every single day. While your hand can touch a glass and move away and be free in space, when you are upright all day long, your feet are in contact with the earth. What does this mean? It means that your feet can teach you the six fundamentals of fitness that we know to be true. What we know now is that the joy of movement is the secret to fitness. Watch a child run and jump. Watch how they play. Watch how free their feet are. They know that exercising is not normal, but moving is. Exercising is not motivating or pleasurable, but moving is. Listen to your feet next week and notice that when your feet feel happy, you feel happy. A fundamental of NIA, fitness must address the human being, not just the body. While exercise can address the body, addressing the human being comes from the nature of the human being, and that means you being naked with your feet, touching the earth with your feet, your outer body in contact, a holistic approach to doing what you do, no matter whether you're walking to the mailbox, walking to the refrigerator, or dancing. You have an opportunity to feel and to sense through the soles of your feet what it means to be alive in a body. Movement must be conscious, not habitual. Exercise is often habitual. Repetition after repetition. To be conscious in moving means to sense sensations coursing through your body, moving coming from your feet, the hands that touch the earth, inspiring you to move again and again, not out of repetition, but out of comfort and joy. Use your body in the way it was designed to be used. Gain fitness doing movements that are natural to your body. The way your body is designed to be used is to be used using sensation to guide your choices and your movement action. Feet will tell you time and time again, bare feet, how to step, how to move, what you need to do to personally support you from the base and the foundation. Use your body to heal your mind, emotions, and spirit. Every muscle in the body has neural nodal points, memory receptors that are connected to your brain. These are the receptors that help your muscle memory and help physical components of trauma or pleasure. When you exercise in bare feet and when you move in ways that are pleasurable, time and time again, your body gets the message that moving is good and that feeling good is even better. Take the path of least resistance. Conventional wisdom, the easy way is the natural way, and you will discover ease through your feet when you move in a way that is pleasurable, when you move out of desire versus guilt, when you express how you feel through every part of your body, and when you learn to heal, create balance, fitness, health, and well-being from the ground up. Is NIA technique a revolutionary fitness? Absolutely. Is NIA technique a movement practice that turns into a lifestyle? Yes. And is NIA the love your body workout? You betcha. Because there is nothing more loving than taking care of your body from the ground up. How great does it feel to walk in after a long day and to kick off those shoes, take off those socks, and wiggle those toes? Your body knows it, and NIA has taught us that there is nothing more important than to follow the body's way. That is the map and the design of the body that Nia respects and that the foundation of Nia is based on. If you have not had an opportunity to take a Nia class, do so. If you are taking a Nia class, next time you take off your shoes and you step in, recognize the amazing opportunity that you have. Sense the experience from your feet. And if you have not revisited the base movements in the Nia book, the Nia, the high-powered energizing workout that gives you a new body and new life, do so. And you'll discover that there are moves, 52 moves for every single day, every single week, that will help you to condition your body and change your life. A new product coming out, don't miss it, the 52 moves. We're going to give you what you need to change your body and life and work out at home, whether in class or on your own. This is Debbie Rosas. I'd like now to open it up for questions and comments, answers. I look forward to chatting with you, not only in this conference call, but through the next year. And by the way, if you have not signed up for the Nia newsletter, it is now called Natural Time News. It's going to come to you every day. Wonderful information that you'll be able to apply in your life, to your family, or in your work. This is the year of change. This is the year of transformation. This is the year of creating peace and harmony in the world, one body at a time. If you would talk to me, please hit *6, announce yourself. This is Debbie Rosas. I'd love to chat with you. Hi, who do I have on the call?
Hi, this is Kelly Driscoll from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, I've been to a few Nia classes, and I've ordered your video, and actually I think it's challenging to do it. I'm a 60-year-old woman. I'm in fairly good shape, and I'm wondering the patients for this for the senior community, because I'm interested in possibly getting certified and going in that direction.
Kelly, which tape are you working with?
I think it was the Nia technique. It was both you and...
Was it Global Unity?
Yes.
Global Unity. Okay. So first of all, let me tell you, Kelly, that it's not uncommon for someone to feel like, and I'm going to use your word, to feel like they're struggling when they first do Nia. Because a lot of what Nia is about is undoing certain neurological patterns. And most of us in a physical body have taught to either inhibit our way of moving. And that means we've become mechanical in the way we've been moving. Carlos and I say we have become domesticated and we've lost a lot of our organic nature. I would encourage you to repeat and go back and work with the DVD for a month and give yourself the opportunity to just do the base movements and don't follow the arm movements, or just do the hand movements and don't do the base movements. And I'd also encourage you, within the next few months, we're going to be putting out the, as I said, the Learn, Move, and Energize, the 52 moves, and that should help you a lot. But it is a practice, and it's a process to regain movement in a body. So don't give up on it at all. Keep at it, and I think within a few weeks, you'll be amazed at the change.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks, Kelly. Okay, this is Debbie Rosas. Hit *6 if you have a question for me.
Hi, Debbie. My name is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you tonight?
Pretty good, thanks. I'm really excited about this opportunity to talk to you and also to listen to my first teleconference. I had open heart surgery some years back, and when I discovered Nia at the beginning of last year, I thought, wow, this is definitely it. But like the other lady was stating, I felt really weird in my own body. And I kept thinking, why does this not feel like I thought it would? After a while, I let life and other things get me off track. And I recently, I also purchased the Nia Unplugged, which moves really fast for me.
Yeah,
so I'm really looking forward to 52 moves.
Awesome. Well, Karen, let me give you a little advice. First of all, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Not at all. 43.
43, okay. And how long ago has it been since you've had the surgery?
7 years. I had it at 36.
Wow. Okay.
That was crazy. It was a crazy.
Oh, I bet it was crazy. It's a big wake-up call to, like, whoopsie, here we go.
Yeah.
So one of the things about reclaiming movement is that you're really reclaiming a relationship with your body.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel that when I took my shoes off back in 1983, it was the first time in my life that I had a relationship with my sensory body. You know, I'd always lived in a body. When my body was hungry, I fed it. When I had to go to the bathroom, I went to the bathroom. And sometimes even I waited forever until it was the last minute. So I would always push the edge. And it wasn't until I took my shoes off that I realized I was responsible for creating a relationship with my body. I was the one responsible for creating a loving relationship with my body. My body would talk to me and tell me what it needed. But my ability to listen and to respond out of love was what was going to give what people call longevity and sustainability in a body. And it took me a while to, first of all, learn the language of my body talking to me and telling me what it needed. And then it took a while for me to develop a relationship where I could talk back to my body and I could then listen to my body and hear my body say, thank you, I like that. Or, no, thank you, that's too much, Debbie, can you slow down? Or, thank you very much, Debbie, I've had enough, I don't want to do any more today. And so my suggestion to you would be, it's not about doing the whole workout. It's not about doing unplugged. But for the next 6 months, I would say to you, I want you to have a love relationship with your body. I want you to fall in love with your feet and really learn about how they work and what they like, and I want you to fall in love with your ankles and what they like, and fall in love with your thighs and your ass and your hips and your pelvis. And don't worry about the workout. Fall in love with moving in a way that feels sensuous to you and it feels pleasurable to you. And over time, let's talk this time next year, and let's find out what's happened, because it takes time to build a relationship. And you've given another choice. You've given an opportunity to live life again.
Yes,
to live it differently in your body. And I know that Nia is the perfect workout and the perfect medicine for you if you'll take away the expectation and if you'll take away the mechanical time of, oh, I should be doing it this way and I should be doing it that way.
Okay.
You know, Nia is based on what we call natural time. And natural time is organic, and that means that you are going to grow and develop and change in your own way and in your own time. And if you begin to trust this, I guarantee next year when we talk at this time, you're going to be in a very different place.
Okay, thank you.
You're
so
welcome,
much.
Karen. Thanks for the call. Hi, this is Debbie Rosas.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Beth Gaines in Cedar City, Utah.
Hi, Beth. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm great. Hey, I've got a question.
Okay.
In the email several months ago, Nia used to publish a nice little page on, say, the pelvis, the ankle, the wrist, et cetera. Have those gone bye-bye?
No, they haven't. We actually did a whole series, and the whole series was it was almost 2 years long, and it was based on what we call the body's way. And those are going to continue. And our new newsletter, which is actually being launched this month, is called Natural Time News. And those student handouts are going to continue. However, we have gone through the entire body. We actually started with the molecule, and then we went to the cell, and then we went to tissue, then we went to the organs, then we went to the organism, and then we went to all the body parts.
You took the James Michener approach, huh?
Well, you know, it was a way for us to introduce people to what we call the voices of the body, which is part of the educational approach that we use for our teachers to teach them about the anatomy and the physiology of the human body. And it was, I'd say, a much more fun way and a childlike view at the body, not only its map and its shape and its components. And then we turned those into what we called student handouts. So they are going to continue. However, Beth, if you give me your email, I can probably give you a link so that you can get some of the old ones if you don't have them.
I would love that. And
what's
I
your
will...
email?
My email.
Do you have an email?
Yes, it's my name,
okay.
Beth, initial J.
Uh-huh.
Gaines, G-A-I-N-E-S.
G-A-I-N-S?
G-A-I-N-S.
Uh-huh. Okay.
At AOL.
Okay, great. I'll send you a link and maybe you can pick up some of the old ones, okay?
Thank you. That's wonderful. It means a lot to me.
You're welcome, Beth. Thanks for the call. Hi, this is... Who do we have on the line?
Hello. Hello. This is Susan from New York.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. This is my first conference call with you, and I enjoyed it tremendously.
Thank
and,
you.
And I just want to tell you, I've been taking Nia in New York since March, and
uh-huh.
I started with Nia. I had a lot of problems with my feet, and I couldn't do it barefoot for about 6 weeks. After
okay.
6 weeks, I noticed that my foot wasn't hurting anymore.
Awesome.
And I took off the pads on my feet, and I've been barefoot ever since.
Oh, that's fabulous.
And it's amazing because I've had this problem with my feet for so long.
Oh, my God, how wonderful.
Yeah. So I guess I should tell that to Oprah, huh?
Please do. But I'm glad you told this to me. You know, I'm going to be in New York next week, and I'm teaching a class at the JCC on Friday night. I believe it's at 6:30. It's on the 5 stages of self-healing. And I think you would totally enjoy that class a lot. And then I think I'm teaching a 9 o'clock class at Equinox in the morning on Friday.
Oh, okay.
So you might check that out. You can call me in New York, Caroline Colas. You probably have information. But that's great news about the feet. And, you know, it is so important to trust that when we feel pain in our feet are really just telling us we need to move in a different way. We need to treat our feet in a different way. And, you know, muscles... And the ligaments and tendons are what support the bones. So when there's a structural imbalance, we can use the soft tissues to actually realign and help our feet become stronger, and you're a perfect example of that.
Yes.
It is time to say goodbye.